The question was asked in halakha, is it permissible for a person to take a liquidy item, liquidy food, for example water, and he wants to just take out the chill from the water on Shabbat? Of course he cannot put it back on the fire on Shabbat, nor can he put it over the blech or electric plate. Of course he's not planning on doing that. His question is, he wants to put it next to the hot plate or next to the fire on the countertop, let's say, in a place where if he would leave it there, it would eventually get hot. It would reach Yad Soledetbo. Is that permissible? Now, of course, he cannot leave it there until it gets Yad Soledetbo, because then it means he cooked. The man's intention is to leave it there just for a minute, and before it gets hot, he'll pull it away. Can a person do that? So again, the question is, can a person take cold water, put it next to the hot plate, and pull it away before it reaches Yad Soledetbo? Maran discusses this in Shin Yud Het, Halakha Yud Dalid, and clearly writes that it is forbidden, because we're concerned that a person might forget. What happens if he puts it next to that spot and he has all good intention to pull it back before it gets hot, but he gets involved, he gets preoccupied, he gets busy. Now what happens? He left it there. What ends up happening? He cooked it. So Maran says it's only permissible to put that water in a place where no matter how long you'd leave it there, it would never reach Yad Soledetbo. All it would do is take out the chill. So our question today is there a difference when it comes to a liquid that was already cooked once? For example, a person has his kibbeh hamda. Already, it was cooked already. It's not like water that was never cooked. Or he has his soup or other liquidy items that were already cooked once before Shabbat. Can he be lenient in that case, since they were cooked already once, to put it even in a place that's close to the heat and pull it away before it gets hot? Again, in that case also will not allow you to leave it next to the fire if it's going to get hot. That's also forbidden. Our question only is, can you leave it next to the fire and pull it back before it gets hot? We want to be a little more lenient because this item was cooked already. So Chacham Ovadia in Leviat Chen writes clearly that in this case it would be permissible, because we have a few sefekot to be lenient. Number one, some opinions say that once a liquidy item was cooked already, you can't cook it twice. In bishul achar bishul belach. And second of all, there's some opinions that say that you're allowed to even leave things next to the fire so long as you push it back. That's the opinion of Rashi. And who says you're going to forget? So therefore, because of that, sefek sefeka, Hakam Avaya is lenient on something that was cooked already, a liquidy item. A person may put it next to the hot plate and stand there and make sure he takes it away before it gets Yad Soledetbo. Why would he do that? Maybe he wants to take out the chill. He doesn't want to have it totally cold. He just wants to make it a little more edible by taking out the coldness of it. So that would be permissible, even if he put it very close, so long as he pulls it away before it reach hot. That's the way Leviat Chen comes out. Menuchat Ava also rules like that, but he says one should not be lenient unless it's for a sick person or an old person. Chacham Avadia himself does not make a difference in an item that was cooked already. So Lehalakha L'maaseh, we review. If it was water that was never cooked, then you can only put it in a place that's distance from the hot source that could never reach Yad Soledetbo. If it was cooked already, there's room to be lenient to even put it closer, so long as you pull it away before Yad Soledet, based on Chacham Avadia in Leviat Chen.